practice, in which I appreciate the right here distinction between transcendent and transformative. That's really helpful for me. Mm. To transformative is really helpful, that word. And Ajahn Chah acknowledging that lay people are going to make bad karma as ordinary in their lives. Do you feel that as lay people refining the way that we keep the five precepts is sufficient or fruitful in terms of transforming from making bad karma?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that really all practice rises out of those five precepts as a base. Even 227 precepts of a Buddhist monk, then they're not completely different. They rise up out of those principles of the five precepts, because there is a one of that commitment to non-harming, to trustworthy qualities, to mindfulness, and so that all went their extrapolations, but the kind of the essence is in the five precepts. So it isn't sort of the number that's important. It's the quality of attention and the intention that we bring to it that again allows for that transformation. And And to a certain degree, those five precepts, as we commit to them, understand them more clearly, recognize how they're informing our well-being, then a certain commitment to training and a relinquishment naturally manifests, so that the those five precepts are not. It's easy to sort of say, "Well, they're just five precepts," but because I can count it on one hand. No big deal. But once you start refining how you relate to them, then those aspects of compassion and honesty, commitment to truth, those start to shine, and then our conduct changes, but then our heart changes as well.